The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and those that don't just quite get it yet. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Pulse going up continuously throughout the day and the night, friends. Yes. If you'd like to be my friend, you can go ahead and check out my new fan page. It is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean's fan page, double E. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Friends, we are getting the job done the way that we are commanded to. If you'd like to weigh in on any topic, the phone lines are open. They are accessible, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You brought up 24 hours a day. Folks, we are literally posting, creating news, and sharing views 24 hours a day.
Do you sleep with one eye open?
Well, my right eye is twitching. I've been very happy. I think I've only had to sleep on average about 5 hours a night.
Yeah.
For probably the past 2 weeks.
I was just thinking about that. Remember the Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, Gandalf.
Is that not an allegory of...
That's right. Biblical terms. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
In World War I.
Okay, what was this guy's name?
Gandalf the Grey.
Yeah, that guy used to sleep with his eyes open.
Both of them.
I thought, whoa.
Kind of freaky.
Very.
Yeah.
Fish eyes.
I don't do that.
They're like fish eyes.
Yeah.
When you look at them, it's like, yeah, that's kind of creepy. The dude's sleeping with both of them open.
He's looking.
How does he get any rest?
He's always looking.
Yeah.
You know, snakes, I think, sleep with both eyes open.
I wonder if he's always worried about precious.
Smeagol.
Yes.
Speaking of Smeagols, there's a few of them in office right now. Did you hear about the guy who said, what did he say here?
Tell the truth and shame Smeagol.
This is Representative Smeagol Conyers.
Yeah.
Representative Conyers said, the debt is not endangering us a bit. We don't think there's any problem. So you should sleep just fine at night.
So therefore, he just told on himself
big
that
problems.
He knows all the well as to what the problems are.
That's right. Yeah. You know what? Speaking of problems, you were on Dove TV this morning. Fantastic interview. It was a great interview.
James Dobson's outlet. Yes.
That's right. It's one of those folks on the Family Guys. Also on Common Sense
Yesterday.
Cool
guy. Perry's a very cool guy. I really like him a lot.
It's a traditional Christian outlet.
I don't like many people. Listen, I've been around you for about 12 years now. I don't like you.
Perry,
I've only talked to you three times, and I think he's a great guy.
What does that mean about me, then?
I just told you.
Too much time with me?
No, I don't prefer your company.
You spend too much time with me.
No, there's always two different languages going on.
Maybe I need to get like Dove TV. Maybe I need to get like outlet.
Getting all your youth pastor glasses, your shirt and your shoes and your jeans. And get those little effeminate square glasses.
Square ones.
Yeah, and do a whole lot of nothing.
You know, I'm glad.
And you'll be in it.
And then I'll be...
For the long run. Kicking the can down the road.
Keep kicking it.
Yes.
That can that's going down the road right now, you were able to bring to Dove TV because a lot of traditional Christian outlets are kicking the can.
Mm-hmm.
It's your defeat. They're not embracing God's promises.
No. They're painting themselves in a corner is what they're doing, yes.
And there's no faith with works. But Bradley had an opportunity, and I encourage you to watch this. We're going to, again, 24 hours a day, we're always posting something new. Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook. Watch this next one because it elevates our aggression as Christians. Our aggression is to go out and seek and save that which is lost. How do you do that without setting a precedent of justice? And that's what's happening.
Well, we're rising to the challenge.
That's right.
Really what's happening here. And
which is the faith in us.
Fight fire with fire.
That's right.
Now, if I'd have been Perry, I'd have been all over that, like, white on
fire.
Fire. Yeah. You know, Jake, I do like you when you teach the Constitution course, and I know there's a whole lot of people across the country that...
It was last night. Yes.
You know, I don't do this very much, so you may as well just sit down.
I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Enjoy the ride, okay? I think it's a great course. It's been awesome. I'm not trying to sell this to the people. I'm trying to tell the people it's fun. It's informative. There's interaction, and you're having church.
Yeah.
The anointing is there. The Holy Ghost is teaching. Your hearts are open. Your ears are open. And your eyes are open. And you leave changed. I love the interaction. I really do.
Yep.
Because when the interaction comes in, then all of a sudden it's like, oh,
it's
partaking with the, you know, I mean, we can talk about a different, 100 different topics. But when you're teaching the Constitution course, what comes back to remembrance is what does the Constitution apply to? For example, Obamacare.
Yeah.
When you bring about Obamacare and the topic of Obamacare, can you just tell me, Mr. Politician, corrupt politician, where it says that you have the right to do that according to the Constitution of the United States? I love that because they don't have the right. They are not doing this lawfully. It is illegal. They do not have the authority. And you leave a different person. You leave enlightened and empowered.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's your high five.
And confident and bold. And everything that you just said is what I experience every time I teach it. My eyes are open. The revelation comes through me. And I get to partake with the anointing, too.
The only thing that I can honestly say is I don't understand how you justify that haircut.
I know.
That's the only thing that bothers me about the haircut.
Yeah. I agree with that
and
one.
And people, if you want to see his haircut, you're going to have to jump in his course.
I'm getting it cut tonight. I actually made an appointment. It is getting pretty bad.
I wouldn't cut it too short.
Yeah, I know. I've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Be sensitive.
Sometimes
on the
if you let grass and like... It's blotchy, a blotchy area,
yeah.
And if the grass is really thin, let it grow a little bit so it kind of hangs over and it looks.
Else.
That's exactly right.
But I'm not.
You would call that a pullover.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
pullover.
That's pretty crazy,
know,
isn't it?
Dale,
some of those guys pull over from the left side of their head
and then the wind
below
blows.
Their ear all the way over.
Yeah,
that's bizarre.
Dale Russell said yesterday, Stein picked the "How dare you insult my intelligence" defense because she is wrong, and that's what we learned through the Constitution Court.
Yeah.
These representatives are wrong. They're way off base. They're telling us, "Don't worry about it. There's no problem." Signifying there is a very big problem.
Yeah, Jake, I want to come back and I want to talk about that NFL situation.
Yeah.
I thought that was great stuff. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, I want to talk about at the half hour mark, you never lost the rights.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. The halfway mark. I'm going to be talking about you've never lost the right. But until we get there, the other guy's got something to say. Give it to me straight, Mac.
You know, this morning I was taking a peek at a few things. We did a history class this morning for kids for our homeschool group. They called their senator today and told them what they thought. It was awesome. 10-year-olds, 8-year-olds,
amen.
Each one of them took their turn. So we're learning about doing, going back to your column that just posted on WorldNet Daily, which is also on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. And as I was going through some of the information that's coming across my desk today, I noticed that people are up in arms today. As a matter of fact, this is what they're saying. You've absolutely lost your mind. I disagree with the rule altogether. It doesn't make any sense for that position. It sounds like it's been made up by people who have never played the game of football. Of course, I gave it away. It's about football. They're proposing that there should be some new rules in the NFL. I'm not even going to say the rules because I don't care about the rules. But the fact is when I looked at this article, I thought, wow, these people are pretty emotional
about
this is going to stop here. This is not going to happen in our NFL.
Yeah, and I've shared with you in the past that this is why the Middle Easterns are attacking America, because they say America's God is sports.
That's right.
Of course.
And isn't it?
Yes.
When you've got people like this going up in arms. Now, the 26th of March, I believe that's the date, I'm pretty confident it is the March on the Capitol for traditional marriage.
Yeah.
People go there and assert, for some reason, we have to in America nowadays.
Sure.
Explain what marriage is.
Yeah.
Even though historically speaking, it's always
there's
been
no
the same
debate.
Thing.
Common sense.
Nothing.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that when they talk about homosexual marriage, isn't it interesting that the homosexuals will actually make reference to animals because they talk about the laws
nature.
Of nature's nature's God, of course. You know, so they want. So, folks, what I'm trying to say is that they're actually referring to the lifestyle of animals to try to justify their lifestyles. As human beings.
That's right.
You know, that's pretty debased.
That comes back from, and we studied this last night in the Constitution course. Matter of fact, if you're ready for our brother Hobbit, Hobbes came up with this idea that we can eliminate nature's God. This is Hobbes. I think he's part Hobbit. And I think somebody's what is that?
Sneaky little hobbits.
I hear him.
Wicked. frightful.
No, Mr. Hobbs.
Do you think if Hobbs had Smeagol chasing him, he would have done such... such foolishness?
Dude, listen, Smeagol is wrong.
Smeagol was anti-Hobbs. Obviously, you just heard...
Now, that guy's got a hair job. Okay, but anyways.
Hobbs came up with this concept that we can have the law of nature... We don't need nature's God.
No, it's nature should teach us everything. Is he a secularist? Is he a philosopher?
Completely secularist.
And the enlightened, one of the enlightened ones?
He was a fool. He said, eliminate God, we can learn by nature what we need to know.
Sure, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Amen.
So for us to justify law, you know, homosexual marriage just doesn't exist. By saying laws of nature justifies it because...
Never in the history of mankind.
No.
Yeah.
Animals sodomize each other, so that's the justification.
We're evolving. Look at how much these people are evolving away from obedience to God.
This is great, evolving into animals.
Evolving towards their real intent, towards the things of God. Right. Yes.
So nature would teach us some animals eat their own young.
Sure.
So that's a good justification for gay marriage, or some animals sodomize
Satanists
each other.
Satanists like to do that too, Jake. Pretty sick.
All of the same father, right?
They all act, like they're not going to stand before my daddy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to happen. And folks,
there's no way out of it.
No.
You hasten judgment by the things that you promote and advocate.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you'll partake with it on earth if you don't resist it and stand against it.
Yeah.
Which millions of Americans are doing, but going back to the point of the football... They're standing up
But Jake,
football.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Apparently, these people haven't paid attention or have gone online and just taken 5 minutes to at least look at an aborted fetus, because we'll realize that these are aborted little human beings, and that will change you. If that doesn't change you, nothing will, friends. And apparently, I guess, you know, the advocation of the radical homosexual movement towards your children... 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years old. I wouldn't think that would startle anybody. No,
I mean they're going to change the football rules.
That's what matters.
Yeah. I mean, come on. They're going to say that a guy can't put his helmet down? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, Emmett Smith told us, right, this is ridiculous. It's almost like
we need to find ourselves on the side of the Lord, not on the side of what we think and what we feel and what's okay and what keeps us out of trouble.
Yep.
And expect change that way. And then wonder why we have a man like we have in the Oval Office right now. And then what's the problem? I just don't know.
Feinstein's there for 20 years. I mean, if I listen to this, we can compare.
Dude,
these
are all burnt hippies from the 70s that are still flaking from the PCP they took, Jake.
They're still.
Yep, they are.
They're Smeagols. Mm-hmm. He said, I disagree with the rule altogether, okay? Now, I just want to apply this to, let's just say, government, okay? I disagree with the law altogether, because this is what former football player is saying about the rule changes in football. It doesn't make any sense for that position. Do any of these legislative laws coming out make any sense? No. It sounds like it's been made up by people who have never even played the game.
Whoa.
It sounds like it's been made up by people that aren't even partaking of their own rules that they're putting on the people.
Are you talking about the Supreme Court?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Like the Alina Kagans?
Yes.
Yeah. And according to Mrs. Frankenstein from Transylvania, from California.
We're going
to
wait.
It's interesting that she says that, you know, for God's sakes, that the Supreme Court, if they strike down a law, it's struck down.
It must not be law.
They're the ones that make the laws. And really, so we're supposed to let a radical lesbian... create law as unto herself, who holds the truth in unrighteousness, and you want her, and you want to sit back and feel that the Supreme Court are those that set the precedent for law? I don't think that's... what about Sotomayor? I mean, the internationalist that she is, or Ginsburg, who's ashamed of the Constitution of the United States?
Yeah, she swears an oath.
I guess I want them making law.
Yeah.
And for some reason, the American people, again, are under the brainwashing cycle that the media puts on them, that the Supreme Court's the final say in everything, Jake.
But if it came...
I guess. Not God. Not common sense.
Not law. Not the Constitution.
Then maybe we can understand why man has fallen to the 10,000 commandments that men...
come up with.
Well, I was thinking fabricate, contrive, so on and so forth. And just ignore God's 10 commandments.
Yep.
Okay.
But not in the case of football.
No, just because leave my
football,
ball. Hey, leave my balls alone.
But seriously.
Leave my footballs alone.
I'm telling you.
Don't want you doing that.
Don't bring balls into Congress. Keep them in the ball games. Because if people try to make up rules that have never played the game before, we're not going to tolerate it. However, in Congress, people are making up laws and rules all the time.
Yeah.
Why are people tolerating?
Yeah.
We're not tolerating it.
I mean,
my little kids didn't.
By the way, you
today.
Didn't say that. Senator John Glenn said that. I mean, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we couldn't enact most of the laws that we pass around here.
And
they're not laws, they're policies.
And what was that guy's name from Illinois yesterday? You know that those Bill of Rights, those aren't absolute rights.
Right.
Yeah, one of them's absolute. You learned that in law school.
I said right. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. No, let's not talk about the rights. Let's not talk about the law and who established the law or the author of law.
Just
that's where we go back
leave
to.
Football out of this, Jake.
That's right. Keep
just
it out.
Hockey.
I'm sorry for
basketball.
Bringing it up.
Hey, now listen to this.
Sorry for bringing it up.
There are gazillionaires that actually use this long metal rod.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Okay. People got their eyes on this, too. This is important stuff. A man will practice for years, thousands and thousands of hours, to drop a little tiny, they call them golf balls, into a hole in the ground, and they get paid millions of dollars every year to do that.
Really?
They just leave their balls alone.
That, yeah. And keep
leave
the balls
them
out of Congress.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, or what we could do
separation
is...
separation of balls in Congress.
Totally.
You know?
And what,
seriously.
Yes. And it's interesting that if you look at a basketball court, I mean... Don't forget about that. Just leave that ball alone,
right.
too.
You know that sound, that whoosh, like a swish.
That's important.
No iron.
Yes, and I want to see the next prideful individual stand up and be promoted as the, as to one our children should emulate.
Teach our kids to have stolen weapons in their cars. Teach our kids to curse and swear. Have multiple children from multiple women.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we need. Guys with balls that do stuff like that.
Totally. Just... leave their balls alone.
That's right.
We don't want to be touching
separation
their basketballs,
in Congress,
their baseballs, their footballs, the
golf
hockey
balls.
Puck. You know, isn't it interesting? Can you pull up that piece, Kerry, about how excited people get over?
Yes.
Listen, friends, I'm a preacher, right? And it's been said, why is Bradley so forthright and so aggressive? Because that's where my heart is. That's why. See, the Bible says when you seek the Lord with your whole heart, mind, soul, and with your whole heart, mind, soul, and give him your strength, you'll find him. And I don't know, maybe their passion is for balls or hockey pucks.
Seems to be.
Or, you know, here's another one. Maybe we'll play this right after the break. What about this? You go into a restaurant now and you can't avoid the televisions. I can't stand it. You want a peace of mind, not a piece of the media, right? They actually have cars that go 200 miles an hour in a big circle, like 200 times.
Oh, that's intense.
Dude, no.
See that.
Don't just leave the balls alone and the pucks alone, but leave the cars alone.
Cars, too.
And people are entertained this way.
That's right.
Entertained out of their freedoms. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Like the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Hi, this is Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue. I love listening to the Sons of Liberty show because they combine accurate American Christian history with the bold truth of the gospel. Then they mix it all up for a knockout punch to the chin of the crazy lefties.
When he's saying the lefties, who are the lefties? Who are they?
Throw left hand.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about the exciting world of America. Well, they capitulate in the face of tyrannical governments because they're busy watching cars go in a circle 200 times, and they get paid a lot of money to do that.
Not a bad gig.
Hey, honey, let's go. Let's go down to the racetrack today and watch the men drive in a circle. Oh, who cares about them babies, and who cares about marriage? Who cares, honey, that you're under attack by this criminal administration? Let's go watch a football game, or let's go watch a hockey game. Come on. Let's go watch them throw that ball in the hoop. Let's go watch some hoopsters, Jake.
Let's get them.
And I'm a preacher, friends, and I'm being facetious. Of course I'm being facetious, but it's really that sickening. I'm humored when I see this kind of garbage. I'm humored when I see crowds of 20 and 30 and 40,000 people show up to these events. I'm saddened, too. Or when I drive down the street and I look to the left and there's a bunch of our heroic men out on the ice digging a hole so they can catch a little half-pound perch. Well, babies are being slaughtered in the womb. Well, let's take a listen to what people are excited about, because, of course, if I'm a preacher and I stand up and proclaim the gospel to all the world the way that I'm commanded to do it, and I'm more than happy to do it, Lord, because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. People say, well, why are you so bold? Well, Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes or the religious hypocrites. There's no authority, friends. But when you really mean what you say and your heart's really into it, oh, you know that preacher, man, he's just a little too in my, he's too much in the face of the people. Yet not knowing that Scripture tells us, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Yeah, but, well, let's take a listen to what people really do care about it. What do people get excited about? And you better not say anything negative about what they're getting excited about, friends. Go ahead and play that, Kerry.
Now he scrambles away from one hit. Look, I'm clutching a deep one for the end zone. Phelan is down there.
Oh, he got it!
Toronto, they go the length of the court, Wilson tips it away, and no! Not possible! Not possible!
Wilson play, rebound, they score! Yeah, baby! Martin Gilles scores! The Bruins win it! 1-0!
Oh, yes. Yes.
This is serious.
Man, I can listen.
Yes. Everybody on their cars and the radio back to Plano.
Oh,
the greatest comeback of all time. Oh, no.
Come
on. Oh, no. Oh,
yes.
My God. Oh, my gosh. No. Come on. No, no. Oh, God. God bless those kids. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
Make them get it over half court. Make that stop.
And a steal.
What matters to America?
It does! To press it up! I don't know where they go in front!
It's a Sunday morning at church.
Last chance to dance!
Unbelievable!
Oh, what a game!
Unbelievable!
What a game! UCLA!
Sounds like a lot of people back there.
As long as they won.
Heartbreak City!
Heartbreak City.
Yes.
Leopold lays it in front.
Preaching like this, friends.
Tampa Bay, yes.
And when he does, he's ostracized. Called flaky or weird.
Snaps good. The whole.
Or a zealot.
Love God a little too much.
Yeah.
To the big house.
To the big house.
20, 50. The Mountaineers have just beat the Michigan Wolverines.
Yes, as long as they got the ball in the
shot.
Yes. Oh.
Just keep going.
Yes.
I feel like this happens on a daily basis around this country.
It does. Yeah. Why are we losing our country?
Hmm.
What matters to Americans?
It could have nothing to do with the sport.
No, man, they're some zealots, Jake.
Yeah.
They're over the top.
Yeah. They only do it
They
once
should
in a
be
while.
Investigated.
Yeah, that's right. They should.
They should totally be investigated.
I wonder how
that
they
is
treat their wives and children. Do they neglect them and go for sports?
I don't know. Well, apparently something matters to them. I think everybody kind of gets the point. But what are your thoughts? I mean, on a serious note, it sickens me,
that
bro.
That point I've never heard said before. I mean, obviously we have gods, and God talks about it in his Bible. You have gods of riches, silver,
thou shalt have
gold.
No other gods before me.
That's right.
They know who their gods are, but when you talk about, and they're all, 78% of them profess their Christianity,
sure,
Jake.
Sure.
And so when you begin to ask them, how many of you that profess your Christianity can actually tell me three of the Ten Commandments? Ooh, Bradley, that's really shaking the boat up. That's rocking the boat.
That's harsh.
Just, you know what, that's really rocking the boat, man.
Some of them
might
even think it's funny.
That's going over the top. I've been told this, friends.
Real
Bradley,
commitment.
When you said that at the Tea Party meeting, it rocked the boat. I'm a boat rocker. That's my job, to Dude. Shake you out of apathy. Yeah? Life is but a vapor. We talked about this a couple days ago. We're not promised tomorrow.
But there's something wrong with that. Religion's between man and his God. You know, just kind of keep it there and... you know, the sports thing, it's all right. You want to jump around and hop around like a monkey and get crazy?
No, take your shirt off, paint yourself half purple and half yellow in the state of Minnesota. Put horns on your head, and that's totally normal.
Hey, and
now,
when's
the last time you heard a church service like that praising the God that sent his son to die for their sins?
Billions of dollars for a new stadium? I mean, that's realistic. We need the taxpayers to help with that.
Well, less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go to the posterity. Wow.
That's priorities.
Priorities?
Yep.
Of course.
So there's, what do you have, luxury first?
Don't protect those kids, man.
No.
Don't protect our posterity who have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Man, the government's not going to do anything to them anyways.
And then why is our government
and
out of control?
They don't know in their ignorance, Jacobs, is all aimed at them and their apathy to destroy and to remove.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
As Caesar was destroying Rome under the nose of people,
he
was giving them free gladiator arenas. But nowadays, it's not even free. They're spending millions of dollars.
Wasn't it Caesar that said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them? And he said, I can do whatever I want with them. And that guy knew something, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Do you think Caesar's spirit's still alive today?
I think it's been intensified because Caesar gave those gladiator games for free. People went there for free. How much money do people spend on going to these games nowadays?
$100 a ticket. I got another question for you. Do these people not realize that this government is now completely turned on them?
No. I don't think they have, for the most part.
I think they know it. I think they don't believe it.
Yeah.
And that's to the hopes of those that are actually committing the crime. Remember the Chinese used to say, we're strongest when we're silent? That's something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I
don't want to get too excited about our freedom here, man.
I
know some boys are coming back again in boxes over the next couple days. And I say that with all due respect to their parents. And I say that from my heart, friends. But as long as America's entertained, just go ahead. Keep rolling with the flow, friends. I mean, but whatever the media says, Jake, it has to be true.
Well, because the media is in between the games. You know, it's the commercial in between the breaks and stuff.
No.
And so if it's on during the game, then it's definitely got to be true.
Yeah.
I mean, NBC, those guys tell the truth.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
They all do. Hey, don't.
Wait, you think they don't?
Don't question the state-run media.
Okay.
I don't know why they have a 21% approval rating.
No. Doesn't matter. And then, you know,
maybe we should get a football team together to win people to Jesus.
So there we go.
Like Tim Tebow, who
people to Jesus.
His forthrightness is putting John 3:16 on his face.
Which would be fine if the guy would stand on a moral issue.
Sure, but he's told not to stand on the moral issue because he might lose the dollars.
Yes. Sponsorship, stay away from controversy. But I understand because
controversy is only dreaded by them that advocate errors.
Yeah, you don't want to rock the boat right now because, you know, hey, we're winning people to Jesus.
How does that work?
It was a revival meeting.
Jake, how do you win people to the cross? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Remember Martin Luther King and churches used to tell people they'd go on the marches?
And he'd preach.
Some of you might die today. Is that how you preach the cross?
Yeah.
Or what about JFK back in the 60s when he said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. That was a rally call to the military, by the way. You know, back in the 1940s when men would go into war, if they couldn't go into World War II, they would commit suicide. Now you see just the exact opposite because men think that they can take with them what they have to eternity when in fact you can't.
No more love your neighbors yourself.
No. Do as I say. Wait. What was that we were talking about last night, Jake? We were talking about do unto others as you would have them do unto me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that the new motto? It's not do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yep.
It's now do unto others as you would. Oh, no, I said that wrong.
Yeah, do unto others as you would not have them do unto you.
Thank you. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a concept. But isn't that what they're literally saying? That here, you have to do this, but we don't have to.
Yeah. It reminds me of satanic scripture where it says, do what you want to do what thou wilt. And God says, these are my commandments, and in keeping them in Christ, not outside of Christ, friends. The law is unto Christ, not ceremonial law, moral law, and you'll live.
Love.
Yeah, that's something. So
that's the fulfilling of that law.
So here we are. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Any comments, any thoughts? 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Folks, tomorrow we are live from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time across the country and in 53 countries. And tomorrow we're going to be talking about You Never Lost the Right. I was going to hit on it today, and I didn't mean to stay on this topic. But friends, it really, to no end, irritates me.
It's the reason why
people are really involved with things that don't matter.
It's the reason why we are where we are. This is not because of bad men doing what they do. It's because, quote, unquote, you call them good, call them whatever you want, other men. Yeah. People in this very country are more interested in celebrating a football game, a basketball game, anything to do with balls, sports, entertainment, but then getting involved in what's actually going to impact their culture, showing their kids that they actually love them and are willing to stand for their future and for the future generations. It's just not there. And then, like you said, then they take the guns and they aim them at you when you are.
Yeah, that's right.
Wasn't this man a little strange? His religion's gone to his head.
Yeah, well, no, it's gone to my heart and it's gone to the people, and that's the problem. That's what the conviction does. It brings forth repentance, godly repentance. That's the whole purpose of the Holy Ghost, is to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences. And it's interesting how when you'll talk to people, with almost without fail, 99% of the time you talk to people, it doesn't take more than a 5-minute conversation to see what the problem is. They're worldlings. They love the world. They love the spirit of the world. Yet they call themselves Christians. Yet the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. They don't understand the Holy Ghost. They don't understand the life of the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. And they wonder why they're always divided. Because they got one foot in the world and they got one foot in the church. I'm talking about the church between you and Christ, not the church in the building.
Yeah.
You know what, folks? Here's the bottom line. When I think of American heroes like George Washington, John Adams, Sam Adams, Patrick Henry, our veterans, or the heroes of the faith like Abraham, Moses, David, Joshua, Jesus Christ, I stop to think of their awful sacrifice, which they laid on the altar of freedom for each one of us to walk in. That's why this kind of stuff angers me. Our founder said, "We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." They laid down their lives to give us the freedom that we have today. And the question always comes to this: what are you doing with the gift that has been given unto you, both in the natural and in the spiritual? Yet today in this country, I see many leaders, namely the Christians, the patriots, the conservative rings, they do nothing but talk in circles like a group of dogs chasing their stinking tails. Friends, they say much and they do nothing. They're capitulating diplomats. That's a double bad. The more I become acquainted with America's supposed leaders over the last 40 years, the more I'm disheartened, and then I understand why we are in trouble as a nation. And friends, in the meantime, the younger generations of which I am a part have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, but the talk goes on. What, our veterans fight, bleed, and die in foreign lands to uphold the Constitution? And back here at home, the American people are debating away what the veterans are sacrificing for? Instead of standing up and fighting for our God-given liberties, they sit down and watch the football game and talk about the problems? That's double talk. What does this lack of leadership come to? I can tell you, saving face while relinquishing our American sovereignty unto a foreign power. And let me tell you something, friends, a foreign power is at hand. A foreign power is at hand. But I got the question that I want to lay to your feet. I want to submit to you, to your candor. Can you imagine George Washington saying, "You know what, guys? I know there's a serious price to be paid through the Revolutionary War, but our future posterity really isn't worth it." He's speaking of you, by the way. Let's set up another panel to discuss this. Or can you imagine Moses taking a poll before leading the children of Israel out of Egypt? How about Jesus saying before going to the cross to die for the sins of the world, "It's not at all expedient for my ministry to bear this shame in order to redeem mankind"? As facetious as this might sound, this is exactly why America is in such a sad state today. Our leaders have to be politically correct, they think, so they can hold on to their sponsors and their positions. They don't want to mar their reputation. They say it's too radical to stand up and face tyranny or to tell God's truth because they might be called haters by a group of criminals. Friends, I say shame upon you. They lose face in their country while they are trying to save face. They are un-Christian, un-American, unpatriotic, hypocrites, pretenders. They need to understand that real love is demonstrated, not spoken of. And that's why I always say to you, friends, I love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. Pay attention to my deeds, not so much my words. So therefore, in conclusion, listen to what John Adams, the second president of the United States, stated when leaving his post to the American people, that would be us. He said, "Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it, because," he said, "if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it." I wish that was the end of the show.
We just got a response from somebody today regarding the conference in Arizona where Bradley was speaking. And you can find that at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It was an awesome exemplification of the heart of the ministry, the anointing of the ministry, and everything of the ministry. You'll be able to hear it through Bradley speaking. Karen Brackman commented, "This guy is totally correct. We need to reach out to our young because the progressives are doing it. They know the youth are the future, and they must mold them to fit the future they want, not the future God wants for his children." So we're on the other side.
Wait a second. Is it legal for the left, as you call it, or the progressives, to indoctrinate your children with un-American curriculums?
No.
Why are you calling them the left? Why are you calling them the left? That is criminal.
It can be tolerated. We brought up this point yesterday. You may be persecuted by something that one would call a law, but it doesn't make it a law. Because you have a gun and it's pointed at somebody, that doesn't make you the law. Because you have a pen and you're a legislator and you write down bills, that doesn't make them law.
The world has a history of criminals in government, Jake.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the mass murders that are found throughout world history, especially in this last century, have been government leaders.
Yeah, by disarming them, by the way.
Karen identifies what the other side is doing. She also identified the anointing in Bradley when he was speaking to say, we are doing the opposite. We are countering what they're doing because it is a war and we do love our children and we're going to go out there to win them.
Friends, can I interject something real quick? We still have 4 minutes left here. We have a homosexual issue in the state of Minnesota today. And we talked to our representatives, our friends across the state. And it's interesting that every time I get involved with the process, weird things happen around the ministry. And people, you need to realize that if you're seeing in the light of day the crimes committed by this administration, you need to also understand that there's a lot of crime going on behind closed doors. The harassment, the harassing of people that are standing up for your liberties. These criminals are at work in the dark too, friends, and you need to understand that. And I'm going to have more to come in the coming days on that very issue. We may be doing a press release, but I want you to understand, friends, there are people behind the scenes harassing people that are doing and magnifying your freedoms through the Constitution of the United States. And I just want to let you know right off the bat, the minute you start pulling that crap on this ministry in any sense of the word, it's going to be nationally known before too long. And I'm not playing with them.
So these are the people in charge of protecting you, your rights, me, my rights. And yet when you go to confront and to call out and try to reestablish.
They harass you. Look what they do to Alex Jones.
It's the opposite.
You know, I don't care if you love him or hate him. They don't have a right to harass a guy like that. And when I'm talking about the posterity, I'm the guy that does high school assemblies. And I want to tell you, friends, the harassment that I've gone through over the last 7 years, not just from the bloggers and the state-run media, other facets of this criminal organization are at work trying to stifle anybody that speaks out against them. And I'm not going to shut my mouth. I'm not going to do it. I ain't moving in Jesus' name.
You know, I'm thinking
God help me.
Our founders received the same treatment. They were harassed. They were chased from city to city. As a matter of fact, there was many instances where they were surrounded by British troops. And as they did this, what did they do? Well, you know what? I love the kids. I really do. I love my children. But it's just not worth it. It's not worth going this far. I know we've come a long ways. We've established some good things. Let's just build off of that. They went all the way to the end. And that's what we have to have in our mind that we are willing to do. You brought up the homosexual problem in the state of Minnesota. Guess what? The enemies of God's law, the enemies of moral marriage, the enemies of the family, because that's ultimately what it is, the enemies of our children, they've got set in their mind they're going to go all the way until either A, everybody dies at one point, 10 out of 10 people die, they've resolved this, or B, they are dealt with in such a strong way and such a strong message is sent that they're forced to back off.
And we're going
to
let everybody know.
That's right.
Yeah, it's interesting. I did a prayer in the state of Minnesota a couple of years ago when they were trying to advocate gay marriage. And if you'd like to see the video that the homosexuals and the Star and Tribune in the state of Minnesota got all up in heaval, up in arms about, I'd very much like for you to go ahead and take a look at this video, friends. There's 48,000 hits on it, 43,000 hits on it, I'm sorry. And in saying that, I want to see what your response is. I'm going to post it right now on Sons of Liberty Radio and on my fan page, Bradley Dean.
Facebook.
Check it out, friends. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Daniel Webster rightly said, God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard it and defend it. Friends, we need the support. We need the help. Talk to you in 23 hours.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.